While we all love our pets, in Fremont County, there's more dogs than the local shelters know what to do with. Activists on the Wind River Indian Reservation are looking into ways to make the local community more safe for owners and pets. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner has more.
Hi! He's already pretty nervous, but he's gonna be okay.
Owen is a stray dog found at the Fort Washakie dump. He sits in a sink getting what might be the first kind touch from a human. Jeannie O'Brien is a volunteer and board president at Lander Pet Connection, where Owen currently is. Lander Pet Connection is an animal shelter that mainly picks up stray dogs in Fremont County.
This poor guy, little Owen, he was injured, found at the dump, and he's really sweet. He's just a little scared.
The Wind River Reservation has a feral dog issue. Pet owners from all over Fremont County go to the dumps on the Wind River Indian Reservation to leave pets without any water or place to go. 95% of the dogs they take care of are from the Wind River.
We're trying to grab them and get them to safety before they end up in these dog packs. Not that they probably want to join, but sometimes it's what happens.
These abandoned dogs end up joining a pack and become dangerous, even hurting people. In just the last 4 years, there have been over 1,000 recorded dog bites on the Wind River Indian Reservation. Caring for those bitten by feral dogs is incredibly expensive. According to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, to treat a child bitten by a dog with no known owner is around $28,000, and to treat an adult is $46,000. That's because it's unknown if they have rabies or not. It's gotten so bad that community members are scared to go running or sometimes leave their houses out of fear of these dogs. Becky Biercy is with Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health and has done research for the last 2 years on how to get the feral dog issue under control.
It's hard to sleep at night at sometimes. And in my area, I live right by near the Fort Washakie School, and we have a lot of the village dogs that go around and attacking the group up and go attack those livestock in the middle of the night.
Now a dog ordinance is being considered by the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribal governments. The Northern Arapaho have already approved the ordinance before the pandemic, and now the Eastern Shoshone are holding public meetings to discuss the matter further with the community.
We had an incident that where an individual was attacked pretty bad and they were life-lighted, and this is where we all come together. We're like, okay, this is it. We need to do something. You know, and we can't keep having this happen. Life matters here.
The ordinance would require a permit to breed dogs and requires owners to spay and neuter their pets. And while community housing on the reservation already has its own rules in regards to keeping pets, this ordinance would encompass everywhere else on the reservation, excluding non-tribal towns. The ordinance would also allow for the development of more policies and procedures through the BIA police, game and fish, and different tribal housing communities. Because there's almost nothing to work off of right now. The Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health Director Dave Meyer says there's a possibility that the problem is going to get worse because the tribal spay and neuter clinics were shut down last year.
Because of COVID, you know, we haven't been able to reach those animals. So now that's a concern because you got a whole year of not having that service.
But the pandemic has also slowed down the process of passing the ordinance.
We were in that process of getting to this point, but that was, you know, COVID coming in and shutting everything down. And even to have these public meetings, we had to go through some channels to make sure we do this safely. So
there are two more public information meetings through Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health to get information out to the community. Meyer says that there's no timeline to when the ordinance will be approved because they want to include the community's concerns in the ordinance.
You happy boy.
Between his first bath and now, Owen lost a leg due to his injury and had to have it amputated. But he's in a loving foster home with other dogs and is looking for his forever home. For Wyoming Public Radio on the Wind River Indian Reservation, I'm Taylor Stagner.